And it came in from Chris in Wisconsin. And Chris says, we are expecting the birth of two foals this spring. The first is from a mare that has foaled twice before, and the second is a new mother. We don't have any experience at this and want to ensure that we are prepared. Our mares are well fed, they're vaccinated, they've been dewormed, they're separate from the other horses. What are the most important things that we should do to be prepared for foaling or to assist in the birthing process? Do you have some advice for Chris?
I do. And I see she now lives where I live. I live in Wisconsin, so I'm on the west coast of Wisconsin, so she's probably been having a cold winter. I think when you've got your first pregnant mares, you've got one that should be teaching you things, which is the mare that's delivered at least a couple foals, and mares get to be good seasoned moms. And then you've got a maiden mare, so you've got two slightly different situations. The best thing, if they've been given their herpes vaccination, so you say they've been vaccinated, but we want to make sure EHV1, they've gotten an EHV1 vaccination months 5, 7, and 9, and then their pre-foaling boosters, they should be receiving 4 to 8 weeks prior to delivery to make sure we optimize the colostrum that they're going to make. So that's very important. And then slowly increasing their nutrition during that last 2 to 3 months of pregnancy, and you want to increase it slowly using a commercial feed. Like we work very closely, Merck and Purina work closely together, but using a commercial broodmare feed that increases gradually their protein, their calories, their calcium, phosphorus, and more importantly, or as importantly, their trace minerals like copper, zinc, and manganese, because that's really critical to help develop good, dense bones in the fetus. And it's far more effective to make sure your broodmare gets it than wait till the foal is born. Then I really start watching them pretty closely to figure out when they're due to deliver. And for that, I look at their udder development, which should be slow and gradual, increasing. The udder should begin to distend, then the teat should distend. That should be a slow process, not a sudden one. I look for their vulva to start to relax, and then the muscles around their tail head to really begin to drop. If the mare that has delivered before, I would try to find out what was her average gestation length, and that will give you an idea. Gestation length in mares can be anywhere from, oh boy, 325, 330 days, all the way out to 350, 355 days. But mares tend to repeat themselves. So some mares go closer to 340 days, other mares 355 days. Double check and confirm the breeding date on both your mares. You won't know what your maiden mare is going to do until she does it. But your mare that's had two other foals, it might give you an idea of just when she's going to be ready. Then I tend to start massaging the mammary glands a little bit, particularly with the maiden mare, get her used to somebody touching her udder, touching the inside of her flank, so that when she delivers, she's not going to be scared with kind of a gangly foal nuzzling around for the first time, because maiden mares are most likely to have problems rejecting their foals, so you want to kind of get her desensitized. If either of the mares has a Caslix, you want that removed a good several weeks before their due dates. And then as they really get close, the secretions in those teats are going to turn from a clear, almost thin and watery secretion to a thicker, almost yellow, opaque secretion, very white. And that tells you they're getting close. And when they form a drop of wax, some of them will actually form wax on their teats. That usually means they're going to go within the next day or so, if not that night. Most mares foal at night, so don't make any evening plans. And they are quick. So stage one labor, they usually get restless. You may find they don't eat well that day. They may start urinating frequently, maybe almost nesting. Some of them will want to circle. They may want to be off by themselves in the back of the stall. They can turn that on and off, so you want to make sure it's quiet. I usually like to make sure I've got all the manure picked out of the stall, a fresh bedded stall, wrap their tails to keep it clean. And with just a very mild soapy water or disinfectant, just wipe down their vulva and their udder so you've got the cleanest environment for your foal to deliver in. There are other kits out there that you can use to test calcium levels in your milk or whatever, but really just watching your mayor, they will usually give you a good idea. It's important to be present, obviously, for the delivery. Tends to be stage two labor is when she actually breaks water, so the outer membrane ruptures. And once that ruptures, hard labor begins, and you should have a foal on the ground in 20 to 30 minutes. And the first thing you'll see are probably one little foot ahead of another front foot encased in the white translucent amnion. And then you should see a nose coming. And you want to see that triad to know that everything is okay. One foot, then another front foot, and then a nose. And it should progress. So once your mare breaks her water, within 20, 30 minutes, there should be a foal on the ground. And if you don't see something poking through, or it only goes so far and stops, if you don't have experience really repositioning the foal, that's when you want to be calling for your veterinarian. But then once that foal's on the ground, and that seasoned mare, she'll probably do it without any problem whatsoever, that's when you want to give them a little bit of time to bond. The umbilical cord will rupture as soon as the foal tries to stand. You want to have a little container of some 2% iodine or Novasan solution. Dip the cord. Have some towels to maybe rub down your baby and give them kind of a good sensory stimulation. And then I really recommend sitting back and making sure your foal has suckle reflux within 10 to 20 minutes. Sits up in about an hour, within the first hour, and that foal should be standing and nursing within 2 hours. And those are the signs that you've had a good delivery. Wasn't too long, wasn't difficult, everything came well, and your foal kind of hits that timeline. I think it would really pay to talk with your veterinarian about his recommendations of what to have in a foaling kit so that you've got the little things you might need, like the umbilical dip, the towels, maybe a clamp in case the umbilical cord wants to bleed a bit, an enema to give your foal. I always have a stopwatch or a watch with a second hand, so I know just how long everything is taken. So those are kind of some good hints. Hopefully the mare that's had a foal goes first, and you'll learn from her and be all set to help your maiden mare in case she's a little unsure.